The Adventures of Thomas the Tank Engine.
It was snowing on the island of Sodor as Thomas the Tank Engine puffed and chuffed as hard as he could till at last he reached the station. His friend Percy peep-peep with relief. The Fat Controller wants to talk to you, Thomas, said Percy. He's cross because you're late. It's not my fault I'm late, panted Thomas.
Quiet, shouted the Fat Controller. Thomas, you are late, and really useful engines are never late.
I'm sorry, sir, stammered Thomas. I had to stop and help Trevor out of the snow, sir.
Silence, shouted the Fat Controller. This is my railway, and I will not listen to excuses.
And at this point, Thomas steamed forward and crushed the Fat Controller to a pulp. Then Thomas rolled back and forth over his body, shouting, Death to the ruling classes.
Delete, trilled Percy. I've always wanted to do that.
So have I, cheered Annie.
Me too, said Claribel. I hated the fat git.
Diesel chuffed alongside Thomas. How shall we dispose of the body?
I know, Pipe Percy. Harold the helicopter could top it up with his rotor blades. And then when I chuff-chuff past Farmer Redkin's barn, we could throw the bits to the pigs.
Good idea, said Thomas. We'll have to murder the station master, of course. Otherwise he might tell the police.
And Thomas and Annie and Claribel and Percy and Diesel all chased after the panicking station master and trundled over him until he looked like a big blotch of strawberry jam.
That was fun, wasn't it? Said Thomas. Now, let's have some group sex.
That was Thomas the Tank Engine Turns a Bit Tasty, one of a new series of children's stories with that horrible English smugness taken out. Next week, Paddington Bear becomes a serial killer.